When we hear about someone having a stroke, it's perhaps common to think about the physical effects, whether speech is impaired, mobility has been affected. A new report says, though, that the emotional effects of a stroke can be just as devastating as the physical. The Stroke Association says too many stroke survivors and their families are abandoned when they leave hospital and left without the support they need to help them cope with the emotional impact of stroke. Ellie is with us this morning. Morning to you, Ellie.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
When did you have a stroke?
The gusset 2 years ago.
You're very young looking. How old are you?
29.
It's very young.
Yes.
What happened? Do you know why? Or?
Yeah, I was driving down a big hill and I felt like I was... I had a cold or something and I just felt something in my throat, and then I stopped the car, I tried to walk out, I walked about 3 or 4 paces and then I fell down.
Wow. And have the doctors explained to you in any reason why does it just happen? Can it happen to any of us, or for you to be at such a young age?
Brainstem strokes is different to normal strokes, and because brainstem can happen at any time. Mm-hmm. So in one sense, I was really lucky it happened when it did happen, because if it had happened earlier, it might have changed things.
Yeah. And so there was a long road to recovery, presumably.
Yeah, 9 months.
When you woke up, you were unconscious?
Yes.
And you woke up?
Yes.
And you realised you've been told you've had a brainstem stroke?
Yes.
That's incredibly scary.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts in your mind?
The feeling of helplessness, that was my overt, because you couldn't move, you couldn't talk, you couldn't do anything. It literally was, you were a human body and you couldn't do anything.
And why me, presumably?
Yeah, you did think that. But then I sort of thought, I have to get through this for my family, for my friends and for anybody who knows me.
Did you get down?
Yes.
And what has been the after effects of that stroke?
It's actually silly little things, because I couldn't talk when I started to talk. I think the doctors and nurses were very shocked, and also they made a point of saying, you know, your voice won't be the same before the stroke and stuff. So there was quite a long process involved in that.
And what have been the after effects, though, on you? Are you physically disabled now?
Yeah.
In what way?
I can't walk myself at all. Things like my eating have just started to come back, so it's just taking time.
Why couldn't you eat alone? What do you mean?
I couldn't swallow.
Really?
Yeah, that's what this on my they put a trachea in, uh-huh, so that I could breathe and stuff, so they fed me a thing called Jeopardy to keep me alive.
And Carmel Lavery is with us from the Stroke Association. Morning to you, Carmel.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Can you not swallow? Sorry that I'm so naive and ill-informed about all this, but can you not swallow because your brain's forgotten how to swallow after a stroke, or what happens?
It's just you haven't used the muscles, so you don't know how to swallow and stuff.
That's it, exactly. The message doesn't get through to the brain how to swallow. So in Ellie's case, she had to be peg-fed.
What a massive psychological message to take in. That one day you're able to walk, one day you're able to speak, one day you're able to swallow.
Yeah.
And the next day you wake up, you can't.
No.
Now, what's that psychological impact been on you?
It's really the feeling of helplessness. That is the best way to describe it. You can't do anything. You're literally lying in the bed and you can't do anything.
And presumably, Carmel, part of what you do, but what you've also had an insight into, is just how difficult that is for people.
It's absolutely huge. An awful bit, a large part of our job would be dealing with the emotional impact, and we would come across that on a daily basis. Ellie herself is absolutely fantastic. She just gets on with it and is going from challenge to challenge, really. She's quite amazing.
And why? Where does that spirit, that sense of fight come from, Ellie?
My parents and myself.
But why yourself? What do you mean? Why not?
I'm determined to get better. And the only way I can do it is by doing exercises and doing all the programmes to get me better.
Now, you were told you would never walk, talk or eat again.
Yeah.
What are you doing this Monday?
We're walking the 9 mile walk in the Belfast City Marathon.
9 miles?
Yeah.
How?
Just.
What do you mean just? How?
I want to do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
So you've got the courage, the bravery, the determination, the stamina to do it.
Yes.
I admire you.
Very good.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. She just keeps going from challenge to challenge. She surprises us all, but she's a real inspiration.
I doubt I'd be able to do it without the help of Shastri Jim Musgrave and the Stroke Association.
Well, we'll be watching your progress. Good luck on Monday.
Thank you.
And thank you very, very much.
Can I just say that without the Royal and the Musgrave and then all the help I've received since I've come out of hospital, I wouldn't be sitting in front of you today.
So they've saved your life?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Is there any way that we can mention just given Eleanor McCallion? There's a dash between Eleanor McCallion. So just
of course you can.
People to give. It all goes to the Stroke Association. So.
Of course. No problem. What's the address?
www.justgiving.eleanor McCallion, McCallion.
No problem. Thanks for coming in.
No bother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Morning to you both.